Caitlin Clark put on a show with 41 points, 12 assists, and 10 rebounds to help second-seeded Iowa beat number 5-seeded Louisville 97-83 and send the Hawkeyes to their first women's Final Four in 30 years. The unanimous first-team All-American was a dominant, as she's been all season, in getting the Hawkeyes to Dallas for the Women's NCAA Tournament National Semifinals beginning Friday night. The Seattle 4 region champion will face the winner of Greenville 1 region that has South Carolina playing Maryland on Monday night. Iowa now 30-6, hadn't been to the Final Four since Hall of Fame coach C. Vivian Stringer led the team to its lone appearance in 1993. Clark had the 11th triple-double of her career and the 19th in NCAA tournament history. Angel Reese had 18 points, and LSU returned to the women's Final Four for the first time in 15 years, beating Miami 54-42. The victory concludes a rapid rise for the Tigers under second-year coach Kim Mulkey, who won 3 NCAA titles at Baylor. Alexis Morris scored 21 points, and Reese added 13 for the third-seeded Tigers, who asserted control of a grinding defensive first game. Jordan Miller scored 27 and made a series of crucial foul shots down the stretch as Miami rallied to an 88-81 victory over Texas for a spot in the Final Four. Miller finished 7 of 7 from the field and 13 of 13 from the foul line, while Isaiah Wong scored 12 of his 14 points in the second half for the Hurricanes. They are headed to NRG Stadium in Houston for a date with UConn on Saturday night. Darian Trammell converted a go-ahead free throw after he was fouled on a floater with 1.2 seconds left, and San Diego State muscled its way into the Final Four, grounding out a 57-56 victory over Creighton in the South Region Final. Lamont Butler scored 18 points, and Trammell had 12 for the 5th-seeded Aztecs, who slowed down the high-scoring 6th-seeded Blue Jays and became the first Mountain West Conference team to reach the national semifinals. The experienced Aztecs and their 6th season under coach Brand Dutcher will play Florida Atlantic on Saturday in Houston for a spot in the national championship game. The rest of the participants in next weekend's Final Four may need name tags when they travel to Houston to play national title. Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, and Miami will be making their first appearance at the Final Four. It's just the first time since 1970 that 3 first-timers all showed up on the same year. There will be no number one seed at the Final Four for the first time since 2011. Instead, there will be a 9 seed in Florida Atlantic, 2 fives in San Diego State and Miami, and a 4 seed in UConn, which appears to be the overwhelming favorite. Congratulations to Clive Clark, the head boys basketball coach at South Central Calhoun. He is the champion of our coaches bracket challenge with the tournament. Nobody has any teams left. So even though we have the Final Four and the championship still to play, it's been determined. Clive Clark is our champion this year. Todd Bontracker, who has led it from almost the get-go, will finish in second place with 530 points, 20 behind Clark. Ashley Kaler finishes in third place with 490 points. Katie Cook was fourth with 480 points. Andrew Klink, Nick Brinks, and Terry Kaspabauer all finished up in fifth place with 460 points. Doug Waniger and Gene Rasmussen, along with Caitlin McAllister, tied along with Terry Kaspabauer, I should say, for seventh place with 450 points. John Ryan was in 11th place with 440 points. Jeff Honnold and Randy Beeson tied for 12th place with 430 points. Myself and Darren Miller tied for 14th place with 420 points. Kurt Bada finished 16th with 410 points. Jason Phillips and Corey Meyer tied for 17th with 400 points. Sean Minahan finished in 19th place with 390 points. Mr. Tyler Bruner, he was almost in the basement. Not quite, but almost. He finished in 20th place with 360 points. And yes, Tom Hawkapp, he's been in the basement for the last three rounds or so. He's going to finish down there. Tom Hawkapp going to bring up the bottom of our bracket challenge this year. Sam Burns is the final winner of the Dell Match Play, and it was a dud of an ending after so much excitement over 4 days at Austin Country Club. Burns beat Cameron Young in just 13 holes. The 6-5 victory is the second largest margin over 18 holes in this tournament. There wasn't much Young could do against a guy who made 8 birdies on his last 10 holes. The big excitement was Sunday morning. Burns narrowly escaped defending champion Scotty Scheffler in 21 holes. Young was down 2 to Roy McIlroy when he rallied to win in 19 holes. NBA scoreboard yesterday was Charlotte over Dallas 110-104. Chicago beat the Lakers 118-108. Boston rolled by San Antonio 137-93. Toronto beat Washington 114-104. It was Cleveland over Houston 108-91. Orlando down Brooklyn 119-106. Memphis took care of Atlanta 123-119. It was Oklahoma City over Portland 118-112. And Minnesota downed Golden State 99-96. Local sports on the schedule today, couple of soccer games on the docket. Kemper girls go to Tri-Center beginning at 4:30, while the Kemper boys will host Tri-Center at the Athletic Stadium beginning tonight around 5:30. The Chelsea and Kenya's early bird meet hosted by South Central Calhoun up in Lake City with the girls and boys teams from Coon Rapids Baird, ESAC, IK Manning, and Glidden Ralston has been canceled for today. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.